The chimp that I have a special relationship with was born with a hole in the heart. And of course, we had to be very careful with him and check him regularly. And so I used in those days to go one day every week. I generally sort of went for 9 o'clock in the morning, and at 11 we would stop and have a gossip and a coffee. It became a habit that he would be brought in then and I would examine him. And then, of course, we went on to discuss other things and he would be playing around. So, I mean, I got to know him very well and he got used to me handling him and listening to him. And I can remember the authorities saying to me one day, well, he's, I think it was 5, but he was that sort of age. You won't be able to handle him any longer. Would you like one last cuddle, so to speak? So I said, yes, definitely. And they said, well, wait a minute, I'll get a chair. And I nearly said, oh, no, no, don't bother, you see. But luckily I didn't. Because they put the chair down. I sat down in it. And they let him through a door. And he charged down the passage and leapt onto my lap. And, well, he was equivalent to a child of 5. So we had a good cuddle. And that's the last time I've handled him. But when I go now, he's in with 2 females. And if I go to the yard side and go in and one of his girlfriends is in the house and he's outside, she just goes straight out and tells him. And then he comes in, yes. Amazing, isn't it? And his method of greeting is to get, for preference, a big cardboard box. He will get hold of it and run it round and round and round the cage area, you see, making a tremendous noise. And after he's done that for probably 3 minutes, 4 minutes, then he will beat the wall with it and his fists, and then he will suddenly charge the other wall, shouting at the top of his voice. And then he'll go into the corner and sink down. Oh, oh. Because his bad heart has got the worst of it. Can't be at all good for him. But that is how he greets me.